Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Power can exist outside of it.
I know it because God walks, will work through an open heart, will protect you, will guide you, will direct you. Yes, 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 yes. Agape choir. I walk in the love of God. I just realized something, but anyway, you don't need to know what I realize. It's for my own eye. Yes, I love that song too. Welcome, welcome, welcome. When you allow yourself to just embody that statement, knowing that you walk in the love of God, you can surrender. Or, let's just say, surrendering becomes a little bit more easier. Because, I'm not going to say surrendering is easy, because your ego mind will be like, no, no, I heard what they said about surrender, but no, you can't do it. You're gonna die! And you're like, oh no, I don't wanna die. My ego's telling me, You can just say, you know what? I think it's best to just die while I'm still alive so I can experience all the love, all the joy, all the peace, and I can experience the agape love, the unconditional love, the love without conditions. Is that your reality? And even if you've forgotten, I'm standing with you and reminding you that you walk in the love of God. You are the love of God. You are that place where God gets to represent himself, herself, itself. You are God in action. You are consciousness. But we will talk more about that later. Right now, I just want to welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. Period. Let's just stop right there. Just simply because you exist. God gets to experience himself, herself, through and as you because you exist. Now you can exist and take up space, you still make a difference. Because you're breathing and you're supporting us in cleansing this air, becoming the air filter. That's what we are. Air filter. Well, you know, for those who are taking up space. But you know, you make a difference. You're making a difference in your family. You're making a difference in your neighborhood, in your community, at work. You're simply making a difference by picking up the phone and answering the call. But what is more important, not what I say, what is important is what you think and feel about that. And what you think and feel is creating a change in your body. Let's start there. If you're having joyful thoughts, oh, your cells are like, ooh, I like it in here. It's easy to swim around. But when you're having thoughts that are heavy, when you're resisting fear thoughts, your cells are like, oh, I can't breathe. Please lighten up. Help. We're about to suffocate. So you're making a difference. Make a difference to your body and don't worry about the rest of the world. Just choose to be grateful. Choose to be happy. Choose to be creative. Choose. Yeah, be a train of transformation. Choose. Choose to be joyful. It's just a switch in perception. How you perceive your world, the stories you're telling yourself, oh, the show's already started, but I'm going to slow myself down. Just change your perception and experience a miracle. All the pain you're going through and growing through, the root is in the stories you're telling yourself. Slow down, man. Don't start the show yet. I know you have a lot to say, but slow down. I can't help it.
Well, help it.
All right, I'll try. I'll take a breath.
That's good.
All right, let's take a breath together. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. See, this is me trying to slow down. It's a bit much, but let's dance with it for a minute. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and it's so, so important not to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Forget the apples. Now you want to use the stuff that I pop in my consciousness every so often. You can lose with the stuff I use. And you have it too. You've been given the prescription. All you got to do is open it up and pop it in. And you start to feel a little bit like, I feel light. Ooh, enlightenment. I am one with the one. Ooh, why am I so excited?
Because you're always excited.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, it's because I'm always excited. I just wanted to check in. Anyway, we're here. All right, yes. Well, Celeste, you're going to come on in about 30 seconds. We're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, and Celeste will give you some more information. And when you're ready, Celeste, let me know. But I'm so grateful. I am such in a great attitude. Oh, I am just feeling all of life. You know, the year is wrapping up. It's coming to an end. It's time to release 2012. And, you know, how was your year? How was your journey? You know, some of you may be feeling like, oh, this was the best year of my life. And some of you may be feeling like, shoot, this was the worst year of my life. But guess what? It's the same thing to God. Because those of you who are having such a wonderful time experiencing the summer experience, the sun is shining, the flowers are out there, you're like, ooh, you're seeing the squirrels run on the trees, ooh, yes. And those of you who say, this is the worst time, this worst life I've ever had, this year's just been really hard, you've just gone through your winter experience, it's okay, it's okay. So sometimes you just need to just get a little bit of, get a blanket and cover yourself up. Fire up the fireplace and say, I don't know, it's too cold, I can't go outside. It's too dark, I know I'm supposed to be the light, but damn, I can't do this. Then you call a loved one, you call a friend, you call somebody, you watch a great movie so you can feel embraced by this metaphoric blanket of a friend through their voice, through their words, through their whatever. Yeah, you know, wherever you are is right where you are. And I welcome all of you. Thank you all for tuning in. I got an announcement to make after Celeste. And then I want to invite you to call in because you really want to call in and share your stories. Because if you don't call in today, I have an announcement, but I won't tell you yet. But if you don't call in today, after Friday, you may not be able to call in, but I won't tell you what the announcement is. Celeste, are you ready? Come on now. Give a brother a signal. Are you the one or not? Okay, maybe you're not ready. Well, press one when you're ready. So anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and announce that. El Chinue is in the house. Silent listeners are in the house. Celeste is in the house. Wasagi is in the house. Donna. She's in the house. We got some other numbers. People trying to be incognito. They don't want us to know who they is. I know who you is because you is who I am. Okay, so let's rescue me before I get out of hand. Well, really, that's too late. Yeah, I'm already out of hand and out of my mind because that's where love is, that's where joy is, that's where creativity is. But I'm not trying to get in hand. I'm going to stay out of hand, whatever that means. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
How am I going to help you when I can't stop laughing? Oh, I've had it today. You're amazing, man. I appreciate you. I'm doing great, and I see you are too.
Don't encourage me now. I think I need an intervention.
Well, I already told you. I'm the hype woman on the side. I'm the co-sign.
Yes, you are.
Just spreading all that joy. So I'm happy to help you spread it. We're going to do it right now with your announcements, though, if that's okay with you, sir.
Go ahead. Oh, this is your lane right now. I yielded to the next lane. Now slow down. I'm going at 30 miles an hour now. You can just go ahead and fire it up.
All right, then. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Life Coach Today right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, then you can find him on the archive. You can even download the show, or better yet, subscribe on iTunes. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. If you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today's fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. If you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then you'll see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. The theme for the month of December is Being the Light. And we also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Please be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love is also full of inspiration, and she'll be back with us in January. Then be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on the second Sunday of the month, where we go more in-depth with numerology and tarot. We also have, drumroll, a special winter solstice airing of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Join us to welcome the energy shift of December 21st with Reverend Rio Kelly and Charles Holt from Agape, Richard Moss, Dancing with Your Dragon, Sherry Richards, Cynthia James, Mile High, Darnella Ford, Journey to Worthy, and Bishop Carlton Pearson, among others. We want you to celebrate the energy with us. Then also come back for a second show on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show at 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, if you can't get enough of Life Coach Today, you will also be he'll also be joining Wake Up Lightworkers at 3 p.m. Eastern this Friday for an illumination celebration. We'll be sure to post the link so you can find him there. And the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for your financial blessing. And that wraps up your announcements. Now, let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Wow. You can all sit down. I know, right?
You better work.
It's amazing how in the exclamation can say so. You say, wow. Yeah, you know how it is. God help me when I try and get out of this room. I think I'm going to need put some Vaseline around my head. It's a little bit too
You're
big.
Okay. You're going to be okay. You'll just fly out.
You're right. You are my helpful. Yeah, just get me all excited. Why don't ya? Come on, because we're walking down a pathway to peace. Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And Celeste will be back joining us around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. I want to try and be peaceful because today's theme and topic is Pathway to Peace. So I'm just going to really slow it down and just be so peaceful. But who said peace has to be very quiet? quiet. Peace can be very loud and expensive and joyful. That's where I'm operating from. Okay, calm down. Yes, so Friday is going to be a good day for me. Well, actually, today's a good day, but it's going to be, I don't know what I meant to say, but it's going to be a busy day. But when I thought about it, it was just way too much. So I figured out how to clone myself. So that would take care. I don't have to feel stressed. It's going to be so much fun. And I'll still be able to talk to anybody whenever they call me, no matter what's going on the show. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And right now, I just want to invite my listeners. Oh, actually, I need to tell you this. December 21st. Special show we're doing at 12 o'clock. If you want to be part of it, and you want to get in, you want to get intoxicated with God, with love, with spirit, or you want to get so drunk with life, and you want to catch all of it, you better call in early, because we've planned it. We're going to start with prayer with Reverend Rio Kelly, and from there on, you better hold on to your bootstraps. But don't just pull it up; just hold on to it, because your boots might come off, it might fly off. If you're wearing a wig, you might get blown away. If you've got a toupee, you better be ready to show your baldness. You know, if you've got makeup, you're going to get made down, because the real you is going to be shown. Your you know what's going to be showing. So make sure you call in at 12. It's going to be a different show. I don't even be commercials or none of that. We're just going to take it from the top until we're ready to release the show. Oh, I'm excited. Now, the other thing I want to tell you, Deborah Johnson was supposed to join us, but her brother, Deborah Johnson's brother, made his transition 3 days ago. And so the memorial service is actually on Friday. So Deborah Johnson won't be here. And but I want to invite you now, listeners, and even if you listen on the archive, to send Reverend Deborah Johnson love and just hold her family, knowing with them that all is well. And if you're saying, who's Reverend Deborah Johnson? Don't worry about it. We're one with the one. Just send the love. Who cares? And if you know her, send the love. But maybe we'll play something from her. No, it's her brother. It's not the father, Celeste. That I know. Go read your email. It's her father. Well, I'm doing all that talking. Let me see. But anyways, a family member made a transition. I'll check that later. It's so nice to see all of you. Glenda is in the house. Nice to see you all. Let's see, where are we starting from? I don't know. I'm just so excited. So here's my announcement after the announcement, before the announcement of the announcement. Just talking stuff right now. After Friday, I'm going to take a break. Or should I say, the team of Life Coach Ade and Celeste Morgan are taking a break. All together now. Oh, let me hear it louder. Let me really show that you're going to miss me. Come on now. Or else nothing. But anyway, taking a break. And then we'll be back in January next year. Yes, that's right. We're going to take a break. It's been a long, great, hard work, if you will. It's just been good, you know, but you've got to take care of the body, you got to take care of your mind, and I'm always telling you guys to rest, R-E-S-T, release every stressful thought from your mind, from your body. Take time to stop and slow down. My body's like, yo, I think it's about that time. I said, yeah, I got you, just give me a couple more days. So yeah, I'm taking a break. December 21st, it's the last show, 7 p.m., that's the last show, and then come back January 7th. Yeah, that's right. I deserve it, I earn it, and you can't say nothing about it. I don't know what the heck is going on. But whatever it is, I love it. So, yes, and you got the archive. Really? Oh, okay. I guess it's Reverend Deborah's father. I thought Colleen said the brother. Okay. It's Reverend Deborah's father. Okay. Thank you, Celeste. You said, I did not get it wrong. You did. Okay, let's jump in. Now, here's what I want to invite you to do. I invite you to call in. Call in, press 1-347-426-3346. Share your story. You know, today we're talking about the pathway to peace. What is it? Where is it? But I want to hear your journey. Let's talk before we officially take a break. I want to hear how this year has been from you, what you've learned about yourself, the new awareness that you've caught, what you're working through, how life is right now. If there's part of life that you're ashamed to share, call in. If there's a part of life that you're so excited to share with us, call in, because when you share your story, we all benefit, and especially the stories that we don't want to share. Like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want people to think, the minute you open your mouth and share that with somebody, there's somebody else listening saying, oh, my God, I feel the same way. I thought it was just me. So even while you're going through a mess, somebody else catches the message, and you all become the messenger of the story. You know, so much is going on. So much is going on. And so before we take the calls, when they've got people lining up already to share their story, I want to just share this with you. I want to dance with you as I do. I want to have a little conversation about this pathway to peace. And ask you some questions. So here's question number one. When we talk about pathway to peace, who are you? Who you is, shouty? Who you is? Who you rolling with? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? That's the answer. Because if you can allow the you that transcends the body, your higher self, the part of you that is not limited in the body, to speak to you about who you really are, oh my God, it will bring tears to your eyes. You may even doubt it at first, like, what, really, me? Nah. But if you can sit still long enough and catch who you really are, oh. To just know that you are consciousness, that you are pure awareness, that you are a soul that was never born, will never die, that you are a spirit, which means you're eternal, that right now you may have been distracted or programmed or confused to believe who you are is just this being in the body, and this being going to work or can't find work or can't find the perfect mate and all that other stuff. But no, you're so much more than that. So how come you don't feel that? It's because you have forgotten. You've forgotten who you is, who you be, where you at, who you rolling with. When you get clear about who you are, you get to look at what you're moving through from a different perspective. Everything that I'm going to talk about today is not new to you. I am simply activating the truth that is within you, and in some cases, just reminding you. As a matter of fact, I'm just confirming that you are crazy, because you have to be crazy to ask that question. So you say to yourself, oh, gosh, I thought that was crazy to ask myself who I am and say I'm pure awareness. Oh, no, there's some other crazy people around here, and it's the crazy people that are making a difference in the world. It's the crazy people that are telling you, no, the world ain't going to end. Nothing is falling out from space and killing us. Just go sit down. No, it's an opportunity to grow, to evolve, to recognize a new awareness. There's a galactic alignment that is happening. The planets are doing what they do, and the planets always affects us, just like the moon affects the ocean. We are one with the one. We are one with it all. So whatever's happening above is happening below. What's happening within is happening without. You just get into alignment. So who are you? Your spirit. Your pure awareness. You are God in action. You are pure potential. Oh, my God, you are co-creator. You are the divine energy of God, the word that became flesh. You are co-creative. You, as a matter of fact, you are creative. You are the word, the capital W, word, creative energy. Breathe that in. And some people say, but why am I having this challenge? Well, the challenge is simply the buff that's buffing you to shine, to remind you who you are, because you've forgotten. You know, it's like a soulful alarm clock. because of what we've been conditioned to believe, we've forgotten who we are, what we are told by our parents, our loved ones, our teachers, our radio hosts, our authors. You know, everybody has their own interpretation of this thing called life. But until you go within and get your own information, when you go inside yourself, intuition, then you're going to keep challenging your own self, wondering, why am I going through this? Why don't I have money? Why can't I seem to follow through on this project? You got to understand there's so much more to you. So, yes, it's not about avoiding what's happening. It's becoming an active participant in your life pathway to peace, embracing what is. And if you really want to do something, just don't judge what you're moving through. Don't judge what you're moving through. Sometimes it's hard, but you just got to find a way to bring yourself back into alignment. Because you called yourself forth to be on this planet today. So when you ask what's wrong with the world, you are the answer. It's missing you. You are part of a piece of a puzzle. So if you think there's something wrong in the world, in your life, it's missing you. Your life is missing you. But what is more, just as important, we've got to slow it down. You know, when I talk about peace, you know, everybody has their own different interpretation of what it means to be peaceful. But ultimately, it is really about an inner desire to feel a sense of inner fulfillment. Now, to feel content, feel happy, complete, a sense of really knowing your own value. I mean, really knowing and feeling it, knowing your own worth. When you really know your value, when you know you're here, it's like, imagine you're going on a trip and you don't have any money on you. But you've been promised that all the expenses are taken care of. It's like, it's an easy ride. You may say, oh, I don't have any money. Oh, I forgot. All the expenses are taken care of. There's a sense of peace that comes with that. Like, wow. You might even get grateful. It's like, ooh, I'm so grateful I don't have to worry about that. Because if I had to pay for it, I don't think I have enough. So today's conversation is about helping us remember that right now you are already on the pathway to peace. Be aware of the stories you're telling yourself, about others. Be aware of the stories you're telling about the stories that you're telling yourself. Be aware of the stories you're telling yourself about the world we're living. Start telling stories of how powerful you are. Not denial, not pretending, but just taking time to reflect and say, you know, I've come a long way. Oh my God, I remember when I wasn't at this place in consciousness. Now, I'm not quite where I want to be, but you know, I can look around and be grateful for what I have. I mean, I do want more, but there was a time I don't even remember if the sun is shining or not. I met so many new people on Facebook, on the internet, social network. I meet people who understand me, who get me. You know, I am grateful. I know I have this challenge going on. I got this health challenge. I know that I'm having this, my husband and I, my wife and I, my partner and I, we just can't seem to just have a peaceful conversation. But you know, I'm grateful that I have my body. That, you know, yeah, I do need to go see a doctor, or I do need to go see a doctor. I don't have insurance, but you know, I trust that I know that I have information that I can take care of my own health. I can go to the health food store. I can contact a friend. I can get a massage. I can do yoga. You know, I'm not quite where I want to be, but I've come a long way. Oh, when you just get caught up in that rampage of gratitude, oh, my God, something starts to shift in your body. Your cells are like, ooh, we love it in here. This environment is peaceful. Oh, yes. Your body starts healing itself, and then you go back to the doctor, or you go to the doctor and say you're in perfect health. Somehow you start to see things you didn't notice before. You go in your jacket and you find money that you didn't even know was there. Things start to just line up. And there are times things seem like they haven't changed.
But even if the external hasn't changed, the most important thing is, have you, did you change? Because if you've changed, you won't judge the appearance of what you're seeing. Clearly. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I got some Abraham to share with you, and right now I got some Delicia to share with you.
347-426-3346. Delicia, how are you doing, my sister friend?
Hi, Ade. How are you?
I am good. What's going on in your world?
Oh, I just wanted to, I probably did before, but just thank you and Celeste so much. I just grown so much from listening to you, and it seems like you're talking just to me. I know you're talking to everybody, but it seems like...
No, I'm talking just to you. It's just you. Everybody else is busy doing their own thing. It's just you and I. Don't be fooled. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But recently, you and Celeste... Well, I want to say won, but I don't know. You organized a consultation with me and Electra Ford, we talked, and it was so positive, and we were just, the energy was just flowing. And even though I'm not writing a book, which is what her expertise is, we talked about so many different things, and it was just a great consultation, and she had so many good ideas for me and the things that I'm doing. So I just want to thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Everything is coming together, huh?
Yes, yes. Hey, Ade, I just wanted to ask you something specific.
Okay.
I wanted to know, who are you?
You're good. You had my attention. You said, "Hey, I just want to ask you something specific." I'm like, "Okay." Who am I? I am God in action. I am one that has come on this planet to bring joy, laughter, and remind myself and others of who we are. I am one with. With everything, you know.
Yeah.
I sometimes my mind cannot even wrap its cells around it.
Yeah.
But there's a knowing inside of me that I'm so much more. So, as you know, you listen to the show regularly, I can tell you the things that I do, but who I am,
yeah.
I say I am God in action. And
okay.
In that, I rest. I am
and
God
I agree
in action.
I agree. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So, before you go, how's your mentoring thing coming along? You said you were going to take action last time. Was it 2 weeks ago? We talked or something like that. How's it coming along?
It's coming along fine. I went to the library and set up a date for our first meeting, and we've got the flyers. So we're starting to invite young people, and next week I'll be going to the schools, the middle schools, and you know, letting them know and putting flyers up at the front desk and getting the youth involved.
And so it is, and I can put
Absolutely.
In your blessing basket. You have a blessing
yeah.
basket now. Don't look around for it. You just got to close your eyes to see the blessing basket. I'm putting myself in there, so when you got the young people, I'd be happy to come work with them, talk with them, or whatever you need me to do. All right?
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything.
You're very welcome, darling. Yes, yes. Happy holidays. Happy holy days. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Or you can post your question on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio. Well, I don't know. What is it? Let's Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, like page, whatever page, something on Facebook. Post your question on there. But if you don't do Facebook and you want to keep it a secret, you don't want anybody to know, then go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and hover under Life Conversations Radio, and there's a drop menu to that says Ask Life Coach. I click that, and there's an email. Send in your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your disbeliefs, your doubts, your worries, your disagreements. Bring it. You know why? This is the house of love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation. So whatever you're moving through, going through, and growing through, we are here to support you and guide you because you are the change you are looking for. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with some powerful vortex vibration. Are you ready for this? Y'all ready for this? 347-426-3346. What break are we going to take? Let's take a break, maybe a little bit of music, and then you want to hear this because you won't be the same after you hear what I'm going to play. I'm playing that media game, you know. And coming up next, you find out how you can win a house without doing nothing. Don't go anywhere. Yes, 347-426-3346. What's life about if you can't have fun? Jack Armstrong, please tell them what they're listening to because they think they're listening to something else. This is a place where we support people to be who they really be and who they is and who they are. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That is the powerful medicine, being the change you want to see. Being the change you want to see. The truth is you have enough information, knowledge, awareness to change your life, to create the life that you desire. It's really about pushing the apply button. It is. Sometimes it's funky. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes you find yourself in the flow. But you got to be able to embrace it all. When it's funky, just move with it. You know, make fun out of it. And then before you know, you're in the flow. And when you're in the flow, guess what happens? You're free! Ha ha! Free! and you'd be like, you act like those penguins in the Madagascar. Just smile and wave, boy. Just smile and wave. You know, when things are challenging, when you can't seem to just get yourself out of the funk, just smile and wave. It's really about that. You know, we're in this together. We need each other. We are one with the one. It's not just a wonderful concept. It's the truth, but you got to know it for yourself. And I want to bring Carly on to remind us, and then that special thing I promised you, oh my God, when you hear it, your life will never, ever, ever be the same. How do I know? Because I'm speaking those words into existence. I'm speaking the words. Once you hear it, you're going to be changed for life. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm speaking for you, for me, for everybody who's listening to this show. In the meantime, Carly Jackson, we need a little bit of lesson. A lesson in oneness. We'll
do
be right back.
You see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 Cause there is no separation, cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. Cause there is no separation, cause we are one.
I know that's right. And you know, Carly Jackson, stop asking that question. I certainly hear my voice when I hear you sing. I'm good. Ooh, I'm so good I can stand myself. Carly Jackson, CARLLIE Jackson, JAXEN. You can find her on Facebook. And speaking of Carly Jackson, if you missed the interview with I did yesterday with Nikki Byers-Beckwith, go back and listen. Yesterday, December 18th, listen. Oh, my God. I keep trying to figure out why I felt so high, so intoxicated, so in love. And then I said, I'll just leave it alone. All I know is it was such a beautiful conversation, and I'm still drinking that love juice, that love smoothie, that experience. It's lifting me up. And yes, we are one. We are one. What is it that you do that will lift you up, that will keep you drunk on life? What is it? And that's why you're here. And you know what? You can never lose. You will never lose. You will never lose. You're always going to win. Just change your story. Now, here's the thing I promised you. Something else I want to say. I wrote something down from what Carly Jackson was saying, but it doesn't matter now because we are one. So here's what I need you to listen to. Pay attention to this. And I want to say this. Actually, a couple of things. It's like a PSA. And it ties in. Well, I want to talk about depression real quick. I've had my moments of depression. Not severe depression, but just enough where I was burnt out, didn't feel like getting out of bed. And we all go through it. But there are people right now, and there are people right now who are just planning to be lonely, to be separated, to go through the worst time of their life because a loved one has transitioned or whatever the story is, don't have the money. I just want to encourage you to just give yourself permission to embrace yourself and embrace life. Just give yourself permission. Don't project. You don't know what's going to happen Christmas. You think you're going to be alone, maybe, but just in this moment, give yourself permission to feel life, to experience life. And if you can't even get there, just hold yourself right where you are. Hold yourself. And one other thing I must say, really, I've heard the conversation about don't drink and drive. I've seen it on television, and I'm thinking, yeah, why do people do that? I still don't understand. I don't understand because I don't drink. I've never been drunk because I don't drink. I've tasted alcohol before. It didn't really do anything. I didn't like it. But I saw something about a week ago, and this woman, I don't know how she was alive, and she was standing up. She went out, had too much to drink, and she was driving. The car was literally on the side. When I heard the loud noise, I was actually talking to Celeste when it happened, and I was praying that whoever was in the car, fine. I got there. The car was on the driver's side, and the woman was out. I mean, she had a jacket on, a scarf around her neck. Like, she wasn't in the car. I don't know how she got out. But she'd been drinking, and I could not help but think, oh, my God, what could have happened? And people who drink. Now, for me, I'm sharing it for whoever needs to hear this. During this festive season, don't do it. Just don't do it. I mean, when I heard people say don't do it, I'm thinking, yeah, people are going to do what they're going to do. But trust me, just do it for people that love you. Do it because you're worth so much more. If you must drink, get someone else to drive you. Okay, that's my PSA. Because I want you to be back here. You're never going to die, but I want you to have a great human experience and we can enjoy all the gift that you have. Now, here's the thing that I've been promising you. I don't know why I have to share that, but I surrender. Okay, so here's what I've been promising you. Oh, my God, listen to this. After you listen to this, even halfway through it, you will never be the same again. Abraham, drop some truth. Here we go. The vortex. What is it?
And so imagine this source energy, let's call it God, you usually do, this source energy who is the consensus of what everyone, even one-celled organisms, have been asking for that would be best for them. Can you imagine a more equal opportunity? Can you imagine anything being more right than for there to be a holder of all requests? And a pushing against nothing? An environment where what you ask for is always given? And if you can stay with us just a little bit, imagine an environment, even a physical environment, which is really about as far as you can imagine, and that's fine. Imagine a physical environment where everyone is making their personal and important, valid requests from where they stand, from whatever just happened. And when they ask for whatever it is, they get it. And then we just want to remind you that every single thing that any of you have ever asked for or ever will ask for is for one reason only. You think you will feel better in the having of it. In other words, what you're asking for is alignment. What you're asking for is harmony. What you're asking for is wholeness. What you're asking for is the validation of that which is source of the goodness of that which is you. So imagine a society where billions of people are asking and source is holding for each of them the equivalent of what they're asking for. Only in this physical environment that we are describing, these billions have been working for alignment with who they are. And so when they ask, they don't doubt if they will receive. They don't worry. They don't feel competition of others. They don't squabble over resources. They don't push against others. They don't try to make others wrong so that they can be right. They just ask and receive. And we want you to step back far enough with us to understand that no matter how it looks to you in any moment in time, that's really what's going on. You all are out here asking, and Source is answering what you're asking for, and the whole of humanity, the whole of all that isness, is becoming more as a result of your fantastic participation here. The reason that we are here talking with you is because you've summoned us. But we're not here to try to get you to change what you're asking for. We just want you to understand the process. We just want you to understand the valid platform on which you stand and the perfection of this environment as it exists. We just want you to understand that everything is working out just the way we all knew it would, and that as the contrast inspires you to the new request, that future generations will benefit by the new request that you are putting there. In other words, every new generation benefits by what the generation before struggled with. You acknowledge that. We just want you to understand that you don't have to croak or be the new generation in order to experience the benefit. You get to ask, and you get to be the receiver of what you've been asking for, but you've got to understand how this game is played. You've got to understand the laws of the universe. You've got to understand the two vibrational aspects of you. You've got to be willing to move in the direction of what you want and no longer continue to beat the drum of what caused you to ask for it to begin with. In other words, when you are struggling with money, you're asking all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day for more money. But as you continue to beat the drum of, I don't have enough, and it's not fair that he's got too much, and somebody should do something about it, and it's not being evenly proportioned, and there are too many people that are taking too big of a slice of the pie, and there are not enough of us getting enough pieces of the pie, as you are beating those drums, you are depriving yourself of the vibrational attitude that is necessary for you to get what you've been asking for. So your fortune just keeps amassing. We've been calling this your vibrational reality. We've been calling it your vibrational escrow. Your vibrational fortune, and it's not just a vibrational fortune, it's a real fortune that will manifest. Your fortune is being held for you in this vibrational bank, so to speak, and nobody has access to it but you. Nobody can get in there and take your escrow. But you know what happens with so many of you? You don't get in there and receive it either. You stand on the outside of it and complain about not having it when you're the only one who can get in there where it is. And we want you to understand that this in there where it is this vibrational escrow. It's a vibrational reality, and we're going to call it the vortex. The vortex of well-being that you have created for yourself. You put some of it there before you were even born into this body. You've put much of it there since you got there. And everything that life has caused you to ask for is there, not just waiting for you. It's there with law of attraction's response to it. Each and every request that you put there, law of attraction is responding to. And there is a veritable vortex, and we are emphasizing the vortex because we want you to feel the magnetic quality of it. We want you to understand that when you ask for something, everything that is necessary for the fulfillment of this that you have asked for is being summoned to it. All cooperative components. So when you ask for a lover of a certain stature, a lover of a certain look, a lover of a certain attitude, a lover of a certain financial condition, a lover of a certain love, a lover, when you ask for a lover, that lover is there, that lover is summoned, and every component that you've asked for has been summoned to this vortex, and it is there. All cooperative components have been summoned. The question that this workshop wants to ask and help you answer is, are you a cooperative component? Are you cooperative enough that you are being drawn into your own vortex where all your lovers are, where your money is, where your answers are, where your clarity is, where your vitality is, where all that you have become vibrationally is? Or are you an ornery holdout? Beating the drum of, I've been asking so long and it never comes to me and I'm getting tired of looking and all the good ones are taken. And it's really not fair, and my friend has a lover and she isn't worthy of the lover that she's got. she doesn't treat him right, and yet there they are together, and I would be such a wonderful lover, but I don't have a lover. 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 And we say, yes, you do. You've got a lover. It's done. You got a lover. You're just not where your lover is. Your lover's over there in love. Your lover's over there. Your lover's over there with all the other cooperative components. Your lover will wait forever for you because the universe has the ability to keep putting a new lover in the place till you get ready. A new lover in the place. Well, that one went. A new lover in the place. Whoa, that one went. A new lover in the place. A steady stream of lovers is making their way to your vortex on the rare occasion that you might get in the vortex, you see. But you got to want to be in there. You got to want to be in there more than anything else. You got to want to be in there more than complaining. You got to want to be in there more than validating. You got to want to be in there more than being right. Because often you are so right about the wrongness that you are focused upon. You are so right. You've got evidence. You've got emails. You have other bloggers. You have evidence of the wrongdoing that you are using as your justification not to go in the vortex. When you get in the vortex, you don't feel up in arms about others. When you're in the vortex, you're in this magical swirl of all things working out for you. And there are so many people who have discovered what that is. And they are people who have learned to talk about what they want, not about what they don't want. They are people who have learned to praise rather than criticize. They are people who have learned to be optimistic rather than pessimistic. They are people who have trained themselves, thought by thought, into the vortex. And that's really what we're talking about. For you to be the immediate beneficiaries of the escrow that you have lined up for yourself, you have to become a vibrational match to it. That's what it's all about. So, what do you want to talk about? We see you've come with nothing.
Being in the vortex and knowing that all is truly well. You got to train yourself. You got to ask for what you want. You got to wake up. You got to stay awake and become an observer of life. And push the apply button. Abraham, you can find out more about Abraham and all the folks down there, up there, in the center there, wherever they are, everywhere, only present, abrahamhicks.com, abraham-hicks.com. Find out about Jerry, Esther, and Abraham, and all the, whatever else they're doing. You got to be the change. You got to be a vibrational match. You got to fall in love with love. You got to fall in love with the law of vibrational energy. Love, L-O-V-E, law of vibrational energy. You got to fall in love. And you got to just know the truth about who you are. Even if everything that you see with your physical eyes is telling you otherwise, you got to decide and choose to see with insight. So, you know, I'm going to see with my inner eyes to know what the truth is. I am so much more. And when you're clear, you find a good affirmation. You find a piece of truth, if there's anything like that. A truth that would just speak to your soul. And here's one for you. I am available to more good than I have ever experienced, imagined, and realized before in my life. I am available to more good than I have ever experienced, imagined, or realized before in my life. That's from a quote by Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. I am available to more good than I have ever experienced, imagined, realized before in my life. We get to declare what we want. That's why I asked the question earlier, who are you? You know, whatever you're moving through, you got to go back to the beginning. Okay, I'm going through this challenge, but who am I? I'm having this difficulty, but who am I? I have this opportunity to grow, but who am I? Yes, yeah, sometimes it's easier said than done, but really, real spirituality is a way of life. And it's about honoring everything that you feel, not denying, not putting your head in the sand saying, I don't see it, all is well, I'm grateful. I'm choking on this sand, it's going up my nose, but it's all good because I can feel it. No, get your head out of your sand. I am a mess, and I embrace my messiness. And speaking of, well, no, it's not a good segue. Don't even do it. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? I'm putting you on the spot. I told you stand by. Come on, you better unmute. Oh, that's not Celeste. Oh, I see, we are one. When you try and catch somebody off guard, you end up catching your own self off guard. All right, slow down. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am great, life coach today.
So what are you doing over there? You're kind of quiet.
Wait.
Before you tell us what you're doing, and Teresa is in the chat room. Teresa called in, Monday, and she had something she wanted to share with us. So
yes.
Teresa's still in there. I want Teresa to call in. Don't call in 5 minutes before the end of the show now. Because if you call in 5 minutes till the end of the show, Teresa, I just won't even acknowledge you. That's right. I said it. So you have now 50 minutes to call in. You have 30 minutes to call in. Because I want to hear what you want. You said you were going to call in yesterday. You didn't. So you didn't send the email. So anyway, Celeste, what are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm great. I am actually out in nature right now, and I'm looking at all these seagulls. The weather is shifting, and it is quite a show. Multitasking today, not in my usual space, but I took some me time to just absorb the energy. That's what's going on. But I did find a gift, though.
Okay.
Before the special moment.
Before you give us the gift, though, I want to ask you, what has your 2012 been like?
It's been a bear of a year.
No. No, that's right.
Depending on how you see a bear, you're like, ooh, that poor baby, she's dealing with grizzlies. But I love bears, actually. Mm-hmm. Winnie the Pooh is a bear. But bear is about introspection, and it's west on the medicine wheel, and it's number 5 in medicine cards. So when I say it's been a bear of a year, I mean it the way we usually mean it, but I also mean that I got to really play with my dreams this year, so that was beautiful. And I got to experience different expressions of God as love, as seagulls are going around me. This is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I hear them.
I know, isn't that amazing? Oh, my gosh. You know, just as I'm talking about love and, you know, anything that flies are carriers and messengers from our world to heaven. So I'm feeling the love. And that's what 2012 was about, was being able to capture all of the messages and not get distracted by coral, which are connected to sacred law. This is amazing. They're all flying around me. I have no food. I don't know what it is about me right now, but I have this show of acrobatics and sky are happening in front of me. And that's what I tapped into in 2012, to just incorporate it and to enjoy it and say yes to all the messages and all the messengers in human and animal form.
But the humans are the ones that bring it.
Okay. You know,
the humans bring the messages. Like, wait, I didn't order that. Like, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. You know, when I think of my year, 2012, and I said to someone, I can't remember who it was, but, you know, I thought, I don't keep records like that. I think I remember what I feel rather than what I said and who I said it to and what time it is. But, you know, if I was to really sit and reflect on the past few months, for me, I feel like this has been the best. This has been the best time of my life.
Wow.
Because I've had the joy, the blessing to interact with people. I've had ups and downs. I've had challenging moments now. But I believe, I there's something in me that tells me, because of my dedication to what I said I was coming on this planet to do, I know it is. It resources me when I'm having those challenging moments. And I've shared some of this before on the show. But, you know, when I talk about trust the process, you know, there are times when I forget and I hear my own voice. I'll hear myself telling somebody, and it's helped me to just observe. Sometimes I'm thinking, I mean, come on, now you can't be that neutral about something. Just be mad or something. But really, I really do get that there's no need for me to just get caught up and get my knickers in a twist. Not that I wear knickers, but anyway. Just for those who worry, who think, whoa, it's a metaphor. But, yeah, it's like, you know, because I really more and more, I just feel like I'm embodying that, yes, God is right here. We're walking in the love of God. There is no spot where God is not. And what Abraham was talking about, there's a vibrational escrow that what we ask for is already here. So when I'm having my moments, I get quiet till I get to find bring myself to a better feeling place. But I really feel like this year, I mean, it started a while ago, but this year I get to experience the result for myself. I feel like I have been testing the laws. I have been practicing. I've been experimenting. I've been trying something out. I've been, you know, and I can just say, you know, I am so grateful for where I am. There's so much more. There's more to come. But in this moment, I am so grateful for the opportunity. I mean, for the opportunity to just do my show Wednesday, Monday to Wednesday, and just do what I do. And in my own mind, I have a different way of describing doing what I do. But to just be able to express, to be able to help, to support, to inspire, that sometimes I don't feel like doing a radio show. I mean, that hasn't happened in a long time. But there were times where I just feel like, okay, I got to do it. Not kind of like, if I chose not to do a show, I don't know what would happen. But for me, I knew that it was more important. Yeah, I'm not even going to, I don't know what's going to happen if I one day decide not to do a show. But I know that it was far more important for me to do what I said I was going to do. I just caught something. You remember what Maria Nemeth? Nemeth. Okay, got it. I said it right. Okay. What she said about financial success, and I'm paraphrasing here. I have it in my notes if I can find it. She said, here we go. She said something about doing what you say. Oh, here it is. Oh, I just love how straight it works. I went straight to it. Well, not straight. Second page. Do it. Doing what you said you will do with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like being able to do, when I find myself not wanting to do, it's like, no, just do what you said you're going to do. You said you're going to teach. You said you're a teacher. You said you're here to inspire. Do it with clarity. Do it with focus. Do it with ease. Sometimes it doesn't always feel like ease. But once I get into it, oh, my God, and then something else takes over, you know it. After the show, when I'm talking to you, sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, I feel you're like, really? I was struggling at first. But something happens once I surrender. So, you know, I'm grateful for listeners, those of you who have supported Life Conversations Radio from the beginning to now, and as we move forward, sharing the show, talking to your friends. Maybe you even said, that guy is nuts. Whatever you said about me, thank you. Because every time you talk about me, you're spreading the good news. Okay, stop now.
Well done.
Whatever you say about me, it's got to be good, because I know that everybody that listens to the show are good human beings. They're great people. So, of course, when they say something about me, they're expressing their consciousness. And I know their consciousness is divine. So, of course, it's good. They're spreading the good news. I mean, come on. I mean, what can I say? So, Celestia, it's around that time for Celestial Moment, around one. Right now, it's 1:16. And ladies and gentlemen, don't do that, Addy. Just don't do that. Just I heard myself. Just stop it. Okay, go ahead, Celestia. Do your thing. Just stop it.
Oh, my goodness. I'll say
my gift. I wish you stopped doing that. You just need to stop doing that. It was cute the first time, but now it's doing too much.
Oh, no, I love your impersonation of me. It's great. All right, so we're going to rock and roll now.
Okay, now you're good. What? Good afternoon, family. Stop.
So silly.
Okay, I'm going to stop right now. Let me play a song and get myself out of the way. Okay, do
Let me get centered now.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Do your thing.
You know, I'm so glad to be home in the house of love. That's all I have to say. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift,
and I trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Wednesday, and today belongs to Archangel Raphael. And I just happened to catch a message that was posted on Facebook today from Doreen Virtue. Heal away addictions. It's time to let go of behaviors that are blocking you from your heart's desire. Ask Archangel Raphael to help you with this healing. Wednesday also belongs to the African Orisha of Change and Transformation by the name of Oya. And her number is 9. And that's the energy of the day today. 9 is also the butterfly in medicine cards. And it also stands for transformation. The number 9 also means the end of a cycle. It shows up as the hermit in tarot. And this lone character goes within and comes out to shine his light as a pathfinder or a way shower. The 9th letter of the alphabet is I. And words like introspection was not the word that was going to come out, but needed to. Ashe, intimacy, into me I see, and illusion all connect us to the divine power of 9. Today, for a treat, we are going to put the spotlight on the 9 of this from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. We have an older female healer in the desert spending quality time with herself. She is immersed in creating a sand painting while a snake looks on. The snake connects us to wisdom, and she has found a place to quiet the voices, to hear her divine call, leading her to the pathway to peace. Her work is helping her tap in to remember the love she is, for we can't connect to the pathway when we are surrounded by external noise. Being an elder, she has seen much on the journey, but she has ancient, deep knowing that the path for her next steps always start from within. So keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Proverbs 4:23, which also equals 9. All is well. And that's the story of 9 through the 9 of discs from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you soon for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I promise I'll,
you
want to
know,
I won't do an impression. What?
No, you want to know the word that I wrote, but the word that was forced out of my mouth? I wrote instruction, but introspection needed to come out.
Yeah, see? That's
the
mind
message.
I was like, what is she doing? Is she scratching? Yeah. You know, it's about listening. Introspection is about listening and knowing that we have all the information. We just need to tune into intuition. And like you said, into me, I see what I need to do. Thank you, Celeste.
Who did I take that from? Okay, I'm done. Bye.
I don't know.
You.
Me?
Yes, there you say into me. Into me.
We all collect, you know, I don't trip. We all collect these wonderful ideas from God anyway. Can you imagine saying, oh, that's my quote? Look at them taking my quote and not giving me credit. I gave him that quote. I gave her that quote. I told her that message. So, you know, it's all God. It's all
indeed.
God.
See you soon.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Yes, indeed, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com, 347-426-3346. Pathway to peace. What is it? It's allowing yourself to sink into that space. Into that part of you, that spaciousness, that space and place of pure awareness. You know, that goes beyond intellectual spirituality, that goes beyond trying to think your way to enlightenment. But that space where you can just slow down, take a breath, and sense the spaciousness, sense the inner sanctuary. Sense that you are the beloved. And from that place, you express your authentic self. That is the key. That is the key. expressing yourself authentically. Expressing oneself authentically doesn't mean you tell all your business, but when it comes up for you to share what is real for you, honor yourself. And when you find yourself in a place where you're not sure if you're supposed to say what you're feeling or sensing, check in, tune in, ask spirit, ask God, goddess, ask the divine intelligence, is it necessary? Speak through me. That's the one that always helped me, because I found myself sometime with a young person will throw a question at me, and I'm like, I don't know. And in that moment, I just take a breath and say, okay, God, speak through me. Or maybe a child did something that I really, my natural reaction would just get angry and get mad. Just take a breath. Okay, God, speak through me. In making that request, you allow yourself to tap into a resource of love, of joy, of peace. And it's not about what others are doing. No matter how hard you try and convince the rest of the world what others are doing, it's about you. It's about you. It's about staying awake. Now you wake up, you stay awake. Yeah, sometimes when you're awake, you're going to see things that you'd rather not see, but that's part of waking up. But now that you see it, become a healer of it. Become the light for those who are in the path of darkness. I always say, spot it, you got it. If that doesn't work for you, say, nah, I'm not like that. Well, spot it and heal it. Spot it and heal it. You are here to heal. And we are all right where we need to be. And daughter DeLuca is right where she needs to be, all the way from Canada. Hey, Donna, how are you doing? Donna.
You're right, it's dinner. I haven't had lunch, and I like I'm hungry, but, you know,
I am
so
too. Funny you said that. I am so hungry. I don't even remember being this hungry during the show. Maybe I'm picking you up. I am so hungry right now, it is funny. So anyway, go ahead.
And it's dinner, but after I said, I can't not finish listening to the show. You know, when I'm not on live, I always listen to the archive, but today I just feel like feeling your energy live. You're just like on fire. You're just, you know, I've been listening to you all week, and I just feel this, besides your energy being so contagious, it's so beautiful to see you, because, you know, I listen to you on a daily basis, and you, what I love about you the most today is because you're just so vulnerable and so real, and it's so unusual for it to come from a man, right? And it kind of pushes me and inspires my own vulnerability and my own realness, you know, and you talk about stuff and you bring up things, you call us on just being so real. So I just wanted to acknowledge you for that, and especially coming to the end of this incredible year. And so thank you for being such an incredible light. Thank you for being on the airwaves and feeding my soul on a daily basis. And, you know, some days are shinier than others. But what I've come to learn this year is to really be in a fully state of joy regardless of what your conditions are. And that's, we have access to that. It has nothing to do with any of our material possessions, has nothing to do with any, you know, our money situation, our relationship situation, has nothing to do with any of that. And I think this is, you know, as we're a couple of days from December 21st, some people, I mean, I receive all kinds of emails on all kinds of different stuff. And one person challenged me on the whole religion issue and the end of the world. And I said, you know, I'm not going to get political or religious about it. I said, this is just my view. I said, this is what I have to say. I think we're really being awakened to our true essence of what we came here to do. Be love, receive love, give love, period. It's that simple. And I really, truly understand this now. And my children are always my greatest teachers. And, you know, these past 2 months have kind of been a little bit rocky after we experienced like this really high tide wave of abundance and everything possible. The past 2 months were a little bit rocky. every day I just reminded my kids, remember, this is temporary. Remember, I love you. Remember, like, we can't give up. And I've seen them bloom through that. And yesterday I was sharing this to one of my friends that was traveling, and, you know, he was saying to me, my God, your daughter is just incredible. And you know what's funny? I was sharing with the person. I said, you know, when my kids were little, my son, they wanted to label him as autistic. My daughter, they wanted to label her as a bully. And they just had different characteristics. My son is an introvert. My daughter is an hyper-extroverted, you know, high-energy being. And you just have to allow them to be who they are. And this taught me so much. And this is what the lesson that they gave me the other night. We were sitting, you know, after I feel really prone to really be present to my kids lately. And I was expressing myself to them. And they looked at me and they're like, Mommy, sometimes you really make life much more complicated than it is. And I looked at them, really? I said, what do I do that? They said, you ask yourself way too many questions. Just stop asking questions and just be. I was like, wow. It was like a light bulb moment. And after I said, well, it's because, you know, and they're there, you know, we don't really care what you're doing, what you're not doing. It's just do whatever you have to do. And I looked at that and I was like,
Wow,
an incredible gift.
Yes.
Such an incredible gift. That what I understood in that moment was that when you're just in a space of love, everything is okay. That's
right.
And all the love that you gave to them came back. It's like, chill out, lady, relax. Just keep moving. You're moving in the right direction. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the love that you're giving, the love that you're expressing, the love that you are. And you're doing amazing work. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. And always use yourself as the GPS. You know, you check in with yourself and keep moving in a direction. Because everybody else going their direction. But it's more important to go in the direction of what you call yourself to live on this planet. You know? So I'm proud of you too, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inspiring me daily. Thank you for inspiring me daily, Ade.
You're very welcome. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for the reflection. Life is good. It's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. What is the lesson? The lesson is all things are lessons God would have me learn. Huh? Say that again. All things are lessons God would have me learn. That's lesson 193 from A Course in Miracles. All things are lessons God would have me learn. What lesson is God having you learn right now? What lesson is in front of you? All things. A shooting is part of the lesson God will have us learn. A breakdown in relationship is a lesson God will have us learn. Grief, trauma, lessons God will have us learn. Abundance, joy, expressing one's gift, lessons God will have us learn. What are you moving through? What are you going through and growing through? All things are lessons God would have me learn. To remember who I am, to remember that I am so much more, to remember to embrace myself just the way I am, because I am that I am. I trust the process of life, and there's a divine plan, and I am part of it. I am part of that plan. So with that, I just keep it rolling. I just keep it moving. I swim in the river and go with the flow and bring Bridget Bryan telling us, rolling river God. Pathway to peace. Peace is right here, right now. Rolling River God, Bridget Bryant.
River God, little stones are smooth. Only once the water passes through, everything
Like you,
oh, you are so clear that something's wrong with them.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community.
Yes, indeed. Express yourself. Don't just stand there. Breathe and be about change. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And this week, after Friday, I'm taking a break, but back in January 7th, we have a special show on Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Check out the homepage for the details, and then I'm going to be hanging out with the Lightworkers, Wake Up Lightworker Radio, at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. Eastern, and then 7 p.m. back on Life Conversations Radio to just celebrate the new energy, the new consciousness, the new awareness, the new good, the new you. And just before the break, we played Bridget Bryant. BridgetBryant.com is the website. Rolling River God. Let's roll on to Teresa. Oh, wait. Before I unmute Teresa, let me do this. Yeah, let's have a little bit of fun. Let's have a little bit of fun. I know she's wondering, what is he doing? Here we go. Woohoo! She called Ellie.
Hey.
Hey, darling.
I can applause. That's awesome.
Yes. We're happy to have you. How are you doing?
Woo-hoo. Thank you. I am so full today listening to your show, listening to you just let the divine move through you and speak through you. And that song, I think, just kind of was the cherry on top. It kind of puts everything into perspective, you know, and I was closing my eyes and visualizing as she was singing. You know how we always say that we need to not fight the current, we need to just go with the flow and float on our back if we have to and not swim. But I saw beyond that. I saw where we were no longer separated from the water. We had become completely melded with the water, and that's when that, you know, there is no more struggle, there is no more fight, there is nothing but what is you were just the water in that moment and flowing. So it was beautiful.
Yes,
I want to share something with you besides I like chatting with you. and the beautiful Celeste, and listening to everybody else call in. It's just, you know, this is my church every morning, Ade. I just want you to know that this is my way. And although I might not always be in the chat room, I'm listening. There's times when I want to interact, and there's other times where I'm listening, but I just am guided to not really do much interaction, but just listen. So just know that you are a beacon, and you are an anchor. And I just want to say thank you again and honor you for the work that you do and the light that you are and the change that you're making in the world, because you are a change maker and an inspiration to so many others. You made me laugh when you said, don't just stand there. Move. Because it's so true. You know, it's like sometimes it's not even that we're stuck. It's just that we don't know where to start. You know, we feel like we need to move. We feel like we need to do something. And we feel so small. And we let that mind come in to say, you know, what is your little action that you're going to do today make? You know, what difference is that going to make in the world when there's big things that need to happen here to make change?
Right.
Well, shut your mind up for a moment and just do it, because it does make a difference. And it is all about just moving, just doing it. Don't think about it. Just do it and watch. Watch what happens afterwards. The ripple effect, right?
As you keep talking about moving, I'm thinking of things always moving, and then I'm hearing that song again in Madagascar. And this is a good one. I like to move it, move it.
I love that song.
So you finish stopping, you can't miss the song. Luigi, don't play that song and dance. It's got a nice big tune, but anyway, go ahead.
I love that song. And you know what? If you're ever feeling stuck, that's the song that you need to play, and you need to play it loud.
Yep.
Because the funny thing about it, too, is it brings back that childlike. It's like immediately you feel like a child and you just want to get up and dance and be silly and be fun, and it doesn't matter what else is going on in the world.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know, it's been an interesting year for, I think, so many of us, and a lot of change, and change that we probably wouldn't have chosen to choose, you know, ourselves, and that's usually the way that it is big shifts are happening, big things are being shook up, family is sick and dying, and jobs are being taken away, and homes are being lost, and I use those words because that's the way that we look at it in the moment, like things are being taken from us, when in reality, if we can stop for a moment, in that moment, and I think that's been what's been my thread to hanging on to, knowing that I'm okay. I am not my things. I am not my job. I am not my home. Yes, they're a part of me, and yes, I've worked hard to get what I have in life, but they are not me. And I'm bigger than that. I'm more than that. And I have other things, obviously, that I need to be doing. The minute you begin to just know this and let it sit in your heart and just let that go, let go of the struggle to hang on to the things that you thought were yours.
Right.
It's funny how the universe kind of says, you can have this back now that you really know the truth of what it is, or we're going to give, you know, say for instance, a car. If you don't have a car and all of a sudden something else shows up that is better, or a job that you really wanted but it was too far to get to, but so you thought, you know, they called and said that they hired somebody better and you're angry and all of a sudden something shows up down the street and you can walk there. You know, look for the gifts and things there that you might not see yet because they're coming. And when you do that, it's that feeling that you had when you were a kid. You know, it's funny. I went back and reflected on this a little bit over the years, and I think, and it makes me giddy a little bit because I think, remember when you would go to school and it was your birthday that day, and it didn't matter. You just woke up and you just felt good, like, yes, it's my birthday.
Right.
And it didn't matter that anybody was going to give you a cake, or it didn't matter. It was your birthday, and you were going to tell the world it was your birthday, and you felt good about it. And it was just that feeling all day long. And same with Christmas. It's just that anticipation. Something good's coming. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And the problem with being an adult is even though we have those moments of anticipation, it's almost like we peak and then we drop, and we're back down to reality again.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's life. It's reality that we're never going to stay at the peak of that all the time, but we can keep that excitement and that joy in our heart to know that something's on its way. It's always on its way. Something's always brewing and stirring and always for the betterment of ourselves. So, you know, through the midst of the tragedy and all the chaos that we see in the news and in our lives, I just send my love. I know, I feel it. I'm going through it myself, my own tragedies, my own miracles. Amen. And, you know, awesome things are happening. They really, really are. And I just tell people to just, it's got to find the balance of when to hang on and when to let go, when to trust and when to have faith, and to always know that there is divine happenings going on that we as earthly human beings aren't able to see or access right now, but to trust that it is always for the betterment of ourselves.
Yeah,
so
I would say, you know, the things are going to happen in the future, you know, or the prayer, what we're praying for, we don't see in advance.
I know.
We do mess it up. It's a good thing. I don't see what's going to happen because I mess it up. I start thinking, okay, let me go ahead and protect it so it can happen. I don't want anybody to contaminate that blessing. Oh, and then God is like, oh, God, there you go again, doing too much. So anyway, you were going to tell us something about a young person that you, you know, you called. Well, how's that going?
What, with the young man in the motorcycle accident?
No, not him, but you had another story about a young girl who said something about her boy
doesn't like her.
Oh,
yes.
You forgot
you know
the story?
What, it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it is just a story, right?
Yeah, that's true. And you can change it whenever you want, which is what
okay.
you did.
That was my niece. And, you know,
okay.
she's a teenager and saying stupid stuff. Like that, putting it out there as a blast to all her friends. And I thought, first of all, normally I let that stuff just slide over me because I think, you know, you have to find that balance of these teenagers. If they allow you into their world, that's huge. And she allowed me to be a friend on her wall, which I'm an aunt, so I've always got the mom mentality of I'm looking over your shoulder saying, no, 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 no. But I don't say anything because she's not my kid. I'll try and throw stuff out there and tell her, you know, you're beautiful. And when she's saying stupid things about her looks and I wish I was pretty in that, I'll throw stuff out there.
What did she say? What did she say on Facebook?
This comment.
Give me a short version because we've got like 8 minutes left.
Uh-oh. So this comment was about if a boy doesn't love you as much as you love him and he leaves you or something to that effect, what do? And she says, kill yourself. You kill yourself. And I said, okay, I've got to say something. And I said, that's the wrong answer. And I gave her the whole spiel on, you know, you got to love yourself more than anybody else and yada, yada, yada. And she came back with, Auntie, I was just kidding. Don't get so serious about it. And I said, that's not even something to kid about. It's not funny. Because there are people out there, your friends, your girlfriends, that truly probably believe that.
That's
that if
right.
you're not worthy enough, if a guy doesn't like you, then you're not worthy of being alive, and that is so, so wrong. So anyway, it hit me wrong. But if we've only got a couple minutes, Adi, I wanted to read something really quick from Helen Steiner Rice. I open up poems and stuff for my messages of the day, and this is so fitting with what you're talking about, and I hope it touches everybody like it touched me. So this is called Thank You, God, for Everything. All too often, we accept without any thanks or praise the gifts God sends us as blessings each day in many ways. And so at this time, we offer up a prayer to thank you, God, for giving us a lot more than our share. First, thank you for the little things that often come our way, the things we take for granted and don't mention when we pray, the unexpected courtesy, the thoughtful, kindly deed, a hand reach out to help us in our times of sudden need. Make us more aware, dear God, of little daily graces that come to us with sweet surprise from never dreamed of places. Then, thank you for the miracles we are much too blind to see, and give us new awareness of our many gifts from Thee, and help us to remember that the key to life and living is to make each prayer a prayer of thanks, and each day a day of thanksgiving.
Ah, thank you for that prayer. Thank you, thank you. So it speaks for itself. I appreciate
Absolutely.
You, my sister. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you for being a healer that you are, and we're sending out love and light to your niece and the brother who was in an accident and everybody else in your family and the rest of the world. And thank you
All
for holding.
Well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Teresa.
Love to you guys. Keep up the
love
awesome
you too.
Work.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy holidays. Happy holy days to you. Yes, it's almost time to release the show. The Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show is winding down slowly. Tomorrow, join Ambassador Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? That's right, you heard me. Have you played with yourself today? Oh, you need yourself to play with yourself. Have you purposely loved and appreciated yourself today? Tomorrow, Ambassador Safira, 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Next Friday, there's so much. Oh, I'm everywhere on Friday. I'm just all over the ethers next Friday. And, of course, 8 o'clock next Friday. So there's a 12 o'clock show on Life Conversations Radio. Then there's a 7 o'clock show on Life Conversations Radio. Now, park that somewhere in your mind. And then at 3 o'clock on another radio, Wake Up Light Workers, I'll be there talking about the new shift and the solstice and all the great things that we should be experiencing and doing and being and whatever else comes through me. I don't know what I'll be saying. And then at 8 o'clock, the show is syndicated on Within Radio. Within Radio, to find out more about Within Radio, go to inspiredbroadcasting.com. Inspiredbroadcasting.com. Let's see. I just want to thank all of you. I'll see you on Friday. I'm looking forward to it. Glenda, Cheryl, Silent Listeners, Queen, Goddess. Oh, you changed your name. Opulence. Okay. I know that's right. Change your story. Change your life. Teresa, Glenda, Colby, Celeste, Delisha, Donna, everybody that's listening that I can't pull their name up right now. Silent Listeners, those of you listening on the archive, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And, you know, we're talking about a pathway to peace, and this month where we're focusing on being the light. This supposedly, you know, we have more darkness than light. Yeah, this is the time to be the light. Celebrate the light that you are. And sometimes, you know, we forget we are the light because we forget we are loved, because we forget we are loved. So I want to encourage you, invite you to love, love, love yourself. Be true to yourself and allow others to love you. And speaking of love, this is a revival. Okay, Cheryl, hold on a minute. Don't interrupt me. This is my show, okay? When you're doing your concert, I don't jump on stage. Thank you very much. I know you feel alone, but let me finish saying what I'm saying, okay? But anyway. Oh, you made me forget what I was going to say now. But love, love is the answer. Just make it up. Love is the answer. This is Cheryl Marie. Sherry Marie. C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E. Sherry Marie, a revival of a love story. That's who you are. Spread your love. I look forward to seeing you on Friday for another episode, a special episode of the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, the play experience. Right now, Sherry is feeling all alone. She forgot she is the love story. Here we go. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one. Me.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.